Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB Scotland is running a project called Getting Back Out There. Its aim is to provide more advice and a support network for blind and partially sighted people from rural areas in Scotland. Joining me today is Marion Bauer from the Scottish Borders. Marion, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So, Marion, you're living in St Botolph's in the Scottish Borders. Can you paint a little bit of a picture for us, please, about what living there with sight loss is like?
It's a very small village. There's only a population of about 2,000, and there's one other person that I know of that's got sight loss in the village, but right now she's away down south at school, so there's nothing really laid on for us at all. And we go out of the village most days just to go for coffees or whatever, because there's nothing in the village.
So you've said a little bit that there's only one other person in your village living with sight loss. What is the support network like for you in St Botolph's with the likes of friends, family? What's your network looking like?
Well, my husband and I have lived together, and he is one of these people that makes sure we get out and about and do things. He's no one for sitting around. But other than that, we've only been here, we've been in the village 10 years, but we don't have any close friends in the village at all. We've got friends, but friends are just like neighbours, etc. The closest we have, about 10, 15 minutes down the road, our son and daughter-in-law, they live. We don't see them too often because in the present age, all they do is work.
And for many other blind and partially sighted people who perhaps live in a big city where there's loads of help and support and public transport, shops, what is that like in St Botolph's in comparison to that? You've already said that you go further afield for, say, going out for coffee or stuff like that.
My husband drives, but there's a bus every half hour, and it goes into Melrose and then on into Gala Shields, and going the other direction, it goes to Kelso, but that's about it.
What about, say, support groups for other VI people?
There's a macular society that meets once a month, but unfortunately it's in Asda's and it's horrendous to get into it. So we've been once and thought, well, no bother going back again. What we do is we've actually found a visually impaired group that meets out with the Borders, and it takes about an hour to get there, but it's in just outside Dalkeith. That one's quite good because it only started up, I think it was October, but it started up, and it's in the New Battle Community Complex in the library there. And we have one lad's 19, another one in his 20s, a lass in her 30s, and then quite a few sort of 70s, 80s. So you've got a good mix there.
RNIB Scotland are holding events around the country where they're bringing people together, bringing services together as well, to provide a bit more advice for people in a similar position to yourself in a rural or isolated part of Scotland where there's maybe not as much support. Do you think that's something beneficial?
Definitely.
Well, my final question for you, Marion, is a simple one. Have you got any advice for somebody, whether they have recently been diagnosed with an eye condition? Have you got any advice for them, anything at all?
Well, it's just you've got to accept what's happened, which is unfortunate. But you just get on with life and do the best you can and try to be independent if you can. I know it's impossible to be totally independent, but you try and do what you can.
Well, Marion Bauer, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Rightio, thank you.
Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland. Find us on social media at RNIB Scotland.